With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tropical storm Alberto has formed in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. It's the first named storm of what is forecast to be a busy hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center says Alberto was located 185 miles east of Tampico, Mexico, with top sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Larry Kelly with the National Hurricane Center says a lot of heavy rain is forecast for southern Texas from Corpus Christi, Brownsville, and westward towards San Antonio.
It's still a potential tropical cyclone. It is forecast to become a tropical storm here, though, as it approaches the coast. But really, users need to be aware that this is a very large system, and rainfall and impacts will occur well away from the center. So, winds and heavy rains are displaced well to the north.
Also at SRNNews.com, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says electing Donald Trump could help the country save money on its defense budget. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
President Trump himself is a deterrent.
And Burgum says it normally costs the country hundreds of billions of dollars to discourage aggression by U.S. adversaries.
You elect President Trump and it's like adding to our defense budgets.
A big change from President Biden, who Burgum says has empowered Iran with billions of dollars and seen new alliances between Tehran, China, and Russia.
And so he's basically helping all of the bad guys help each other.
Burgum was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Hagen reporting.
Big new wildfires challenging California firefighters even as they increase containment of earlier blazes that erupted as dry winds arrived last weekend. A new fire has spread over more than 8 square miles near the small community of Copperopolis, about 100 miles east of San Francisco. The size of the Fort Hill post-fire is unchanged. This is SRN News. Walmart goes all in for gay pride.
The massive retailer is heavily promoting its LGBT items to celebrate June as Gay Pride Month. The Walmart website features hundreds of individual LGBT products, including a t-shirt that reads, quote, "Some people are gay, get over it." The retailer has also released an ad featuring a number of homosexual designers. The American Family Association is urging Christians to sign a petition asking Walmart to stop promoting pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration's effort to promote transgenderism in public schools has hit another roadblock. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a new Title IX rule that would cancel bans on males using female restrooms in some 6 states. The preliminary injunction will affect Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. This is SRN News. Stellantis recalling more than a million vehicles to fix a software glitch that can disable the rearview.
A company investigation found that the vehicles have radio software that can inadvertently shut down the cameras. Among the vehicles being recalled, the Jeep Compass, Grand Cherokee, Wagoneer, and Grand Wagoneer SUVs for model years 2022 and 2023. Stellantis says it has no reports of injuries or crashes. The glitch can be fixed with an online software update. You should see a request to accept the update on your media screen. You'll also get a recall notice in the mail. I'm Rita Foley.
A newly released autopsy report says Riley Strain, the University of Missouri student whose body was recovered from a river after going missing in Nashville for nearly 2 weeks, died from accidental drowning and intoxication. Strain's blood alcohol level nearly 3 times the legal limit for driving. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.